Namaste, my friends. Welcome back. Or if you're new here, welcome to the podcast. The Harmony Inspired Health Podcast brings you raw and real conversations from leaders in the industry about all things health, wellness, Ayurveda, and life. My name is Harmony, and I am your podcast host. I am an Ayurveda and integrative health practitioner who specializes in women's hormonal health, a registered nurse, and a business mentor. I'm on a mission to inspire, educate, and empower women to take charge of their health, wealth, and life. Don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. And if you listen on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating so the wisdom shared in these episodes can be spread far and near. Thank you so much from my soul to yours. Before we jump into this soulful episode, I want to remind you that this episode is sponsored by my accredited program, Ayurveda Alchemist. This program certifies you as an Ayurveda holistic health coach. Ayurveda Alchemist is for women who are ready to embark on an epic personal development journey, immersing themselves in the wisdom of Ayurveda, learning how to optimize their health and well-being by addressing all aspects of self, including their physical body, mental and emotional health, and spirituality, whilst wholeheartedly stepping into their dharma, their purpose. This program is also for women who would love to get started with a fulfilling career in Ayurveda, and for already established health, wellness, and life coaches who want to create greater impact by offering a holistic framework that gets their clients exceptional and holistic results. This certification is what you need to step into the high-level practitioner that you were born to be and stand out from the coaching crowd. You will experience undeniable growth personally and professionally. You will be mentored by highly qualified facilitators, guest experts, and practitioners. Spots are strictly limited. If you are ready to up-level your life and help transform the lives of others by becoming an Ayurveda alchemist, head over to www.harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au and apply today. Now, let's get into today's episode. Hello, good morning, everybody, or evening or afternoon, wherever you're tuning in from. Welcome to another amazing episode, and today's one is going to be super interesting. I'm so excited to get into this content. It is something a little bit different. We haven't had a DreamWorks specialist on before. So what we're going to be talking about is what your dreams are really telling you. And to help us out with this topic, we've got the wonderful Megan Mary, who is a dream worker specializing in analyzing women's dreams to promote transformative personal growth and enlightenment. She's the founder of Women's Dream Analysis and the Women's Dream Enlightenment podcast. She's an intuitive, introvert, mystic, and writer. After being diagnosed with 3 chronic illnesses, she experienced a spiritual awakening. She now works with women all over the world, offering dream interpretations, transformative journeys, and enlightened guidance. She lives in Idaho with her rock star drummer husband and 2 cats. Welcome to the podcast, Megan.
Thank you so much, Harmony.
Welcome. I'm really, really excited to hear more about this, and I'm sure all of our listeners are as well. But before we get into the dream topic, I always start with the rapid inspiration question. So the first one is, who or what is inspiring you at the moment?
I'm inspired by so many different things. I have shiny object syndrome when it comes to all the different things that I interested in right now, but I think one of my biggest side passions right now is all the different modalities that can be used as part of dream work. So I'm looking at sound healing and frequency music and just different energy modalities that I think are really an influential way to integrate the knowledge that comes from dream work. So that's really what I'm diving into right now.
Okay, wonderful. And what does an inspired life mean to you?
An inspired life is, to me, one where you're following your passion and your intuition, and you're not following other people's version of what life should be, and being inspired by really that inner knowing and the higher self, I think, is a truly inspired life.
Beautiful. And do you have a favorite quote or mantra that you go by?
One of my favorite quotes is, "The hand that gives is the hand that gets." And my grandfather always said that, and it really instilled the values of generosity and reciprocity that I've carried through my life, really understanding that when you help others, that is how you can feel that you're really gifted yourself, because that wonderful feeling that you get when you're helping others.
Beautiful. Well, as I mentioned, dreams fascinate me, and my children are always coming down and telling me about the dreams that they had. And yeah, myself, my own dreams, or sometimes not dreaming. And it's just this whole other world out there that is also part of us and our subconscious and our conscious. But I'm sure you're going to enlighten us more about that later. So Megan, could you share with us how you personally got into dream work and what inspired you to focus on women's dreams specifically?
Yeah, so when I was little, I always had recurring nightmares, but I also had recurring wonderful flying dreams. And I was always really curious what the dream world was, why we spent so much time there, what the purpose of it was, where we went when we dreamed, what they meant. And I was just always fascinated by anything that was, what I'll say, behind the veil, magical, mystical, esoteric, unknown, paranormal, whatever it might be. It really intrigued me. And the older I got, I still had those interests, but I kind of grew further and further away from my own intuition. And it wasn't until I really became very ill and was diagnosed with a whole bunch of different chronic illnesses, kind of all at once, that I had to start really doing some inner work, because I knew that the doctors were working on my body, but they weren't necessarily helping me with the spirit and mind part. And so I started meditating on a regular basis. I started really receiving a lot of guidance through that form, and then also started listening to my dreams again. And when I did that, I got the definitive direction, really, that I needed to be doing this for myself, and I needed to be doing this out in the world. And I wasn't even really ready for that, planning on that, had the courage to do that, but that was really what I was being told. And so I was like, okay, you know, I'm going all in on this, and I'm going to do this. And what intrigued me so much about other women's, I wanted to share with other women their journey and my journey, but also once I found out that women's dreams are so different from men's dreams, that women can actually be high dream recallers, and that our estrogen and our hormones play a large part in our dreams, I was so intrigued with that and felt that I really had something to contribute to help other women on their journey.
That's so interesting. So can you share a little bit about how our hormones do impact our dreams? Because this is wonderful for me. I'm an Ayurveda women's health practitioner. I specialize in women's hormonal health and imbalances. And this is definitely something I haven't delved into. So yeah, I would love to see more about that.
Yes. So as our estrogen rises, our dream recall rises. And so conversely, as our estrogen falls, our dream recall can wane. And that can be throughout the cycle of the month, but it can also be through perimenopause, menopause, and so on. So whether you're supplementing with estrogen or not, and as you get older, that can affect your dream recall. And so I thought that was really fascinating, and also just the different ways that women's dreams, women remember their dreams in more detail, they record them differently than men, and the content seems to be, the thematic themes seem to be different as well. And so it's really interesting to pay attention to kind of coincide the moon cycle or your own cycle with your dreams, and track in your journal where you're at with that, where, what phase the moon was in, what phase you might have been in, to kind of see the different themes and cadence of the dream stories that alternate depending on where your body is at that time.
Wow, that is so fascinating. I love that. I'm definitely going to take note of that and, yeah, see if I can see a pattern emerging with my dreams. Because like I said, sometimes you have these real life feeling dreams, and sometimes you feel like you've not had anything occur in the night other than just goes black and sleep, and then you wake up. So yeah, that's really interesting. I'm gonna look into that. Dreams they're often described as the mind's way of processing thoughts and experiences, but you take a deeper approach. So with your approach, what exactly is dream analysis, and how can it benefit women from understanding the messages of their dreams, since dreams can be so wild?
Yes. So dream analysis at its core is really looking at dreams to analyze their content and their themes as, in my view, messages from the subconscious. And so I take a very mystic view on it. It's a combination of the traditional psychological approach with a lot of other esoteric philosophies mixed in that resonate with me in terms of the spiritual world and the dream world and our perception of reality. And so for me, I look at the dream as a story, essentially, a parable, if you will. And then all the parts and pieces, actions, people, settings, landscapes, and everything, I feel are very important, and that we don't want to diminish those details, because in those details combined with the mood of the dream, we really arrive at what I call a metaphorical message from that dream. So I have what I call the dream mirror method, and it's four steps that are memory, mood, mirror, and metaphor. And in that, we basically record the dream, we give it a title, and then we look at the mood that we had before we went to sleep, during the dream, and when we woke up. And then the mirror is where I pull out all of the people, places, elements, numbers, colors, actions, objects, every little detail, and then decode that into a language that tells the story of the dream as a metaphor for your waking life.
Interesting. Wow, that's a really interesting process. And, you know, our dreams, I guess it could be a very difficult process because dreams can be so bizarre and so surreal. So you need to really, I guess, understand reoccurring themes and symbols. What are some common dream symbols or dreams that people might have, such as, you know, there's those common dreams like you're always falling down a cliff, or you can't break the car in time, or you're standing like in front of a crowd naked. Like, how do these reoccurring dreams or reoccurring symbols play part in this? Like, what sort of like that overall meaning of those type of dreams?
What I like to tell people when they ask a question about that is pay attention to the details, because you can say, okay, well, I had a dream about losing my phone. And someone else will say, I had a dream about that too. Okay, well, what exactly happened in your dream? Oh, well, I was back at my elementary school. Oh, mine was different. I was at the house I used to live in. Oh, well, who else was in the dream? What else happened? What were you wearing? What did you do? What did someone say to you? What happened at the end? What happened at the beginning? Then all of a sudden, it's a completely different dream. Mm-hmm. And so I feel that the dream dictionary approach and the one where we say, okay, these are archetypal common cultural themes, and therefore these types of dreams mean the same for everyone, is sort of a misleading technique. Because, you know, I, like many other people, grew up looking in the dictionaries and trying to figure things out, and you'd end up having to pick one thing and look it up in the A to Z, and then you look up the next thing. And so you're just taking that little piece and you're not looking at the whole story, and you're not looking at all the parts that hold meaning for you. So that's going to then tell you, okay, well, the phone represents this, or a snake represents this. But to you, it may actually, your life story may tell you that it's something completely different. And so I think it's really important to personalize and customize that approach and ask questions that draw out the things that you're not saying, that you might not have even put in your dream record, that then allow you to see your own personal associations in the story, rather than trying to make that story fit into a compartmentalized, predefined theme that then gives you a predefined meaning.
And do you think our dreams are our subconscious fears a lot of the time? Because we sometimes have like these dreams that are really uncomfortable to process and go through, and they're not exactly what will happen in our life, but it could be a fear, and how we can read into that and how we can work through that or understand it better.
Yes, absolutely. And so it's not to say that we don't have commonalities in our dreams, because our fears have commonalities. So when we have dreams about being chased or about being lost or about being late, you know, all those things, we all share those experiences in our waking life. But the scenario of that theme and what it's couched in is what makes it different. And that's really where you can pull out the thread from your subconscious and start to get at what the message is about a specific situation in your life. So yes, it is a learning, it's a self-care technique, and it's also a learning technique for self-discovery and personal growth, because it allows you to start to tap into things that you're not aware of. So 5% of our mind is conscious, but 95% of our mind is subconscious. And so we think that we have an understanding of our life and our existence and our trajectory, but 95% of it is being informed by something we're not aware of, which is normally formulated from the time we were born till about age 7. And so there's a lot of things that we're carrying with us that we don't realize we are, that are informing our choices, that are informing our fears, which may be illusionary, right? And so a lot of what we struggle with in that inner world is revealed in the stories of the dreams. And by bringing it into the conscious and by pulling it from the inner world to the waking world, then we give an opportunity to integrate that knowledge so that we have a more holistic understanding of ourselves, which can very well then change our trajectory, change our understanding of ourselves.
And you mentioned that dreams are a pathway to personal growth, which is, yeah, amazing, and self-care. Like, I fully understand that now that we're speaking, how that could be a process, because it really makes you look within yourself and what your subconscious mind is reflecting to you. Could you share an example of a dream analysis that led to a significant transformation in one of your clients' lives, so that our listeners can sort of see how that can happen for them?
Mm-hmm. So I recently did a live interpretation on my podcast, Women's Dream Enlightenment, and it was a nightmare. And part of the nightmare, and I'll just tell you a little piece, because I really like this piece of it. she was in her home, but there were all these other people there and they were all going down to the basement. And she thought to herself, I'm going to go down there and see what's going on. And so she followed the people down into the basement. And when she felt that there was something very nefarious or dark going on down there, but she didn't know exactly what it was. And when she got down there, she saw this woman that she recognized, that she knows in real life. And she said to her, I'm so glad that you're here. I feel so much better that knowing that you're here. And my interpretation of that piece of the story, because there was more to it, was that the basement, very much like the closet, behind the curtain, backstage, all of those types of places represents your shadow world, because it's where you store things that you don't want other people to see, where it's dark, where you don't go necessarily. And so that is the metaphorical representation of the basement. The fact that she was willing to go down there and see what was going on showed her inner curiosity about her shadow and about doing that work, because she herself is a life coach. So she's all very much has dived into that aspect of herself. When other people appear in the dream, I will ask you, okay, well, tell me three adjectives that describe this person. And by that, I don't mean how they look, but how they are personally. And the adjectives that she used to describe the woman really indicate that aspect of herself that this woman represents. And the fact that she felt safe and welcomed by the presence of that woman in her basement indicates that her higher self is actually saying to her, it's okay that you do this shadow work. I'm here with you. It's safe to do this. And you can delve into this darkness, this basement. And so, of course, shadow work has so many benefits, but that aspect of the dream really underscored that internal curiosity, as well as that higher self reassuring on that journey.
So fascinating. And so do you think, I'm just looking at dreams from another perspective, can you influence your dreams to help bring manifest something you desire? So can you try to get yourself to dream your way into a situation that you would love to be in so that it can help that subconscious patterning manifest that outcome?
Absolutely. So I have a dream journey that I call the treasure box, and it deals with dream incubation and manifestation, as well as lucid dreaming, which and so the incubation manifestation part is really putting down an intent in your journal before you go to bed of a situation that you want to manifest or a problem that you're trying to solve. And using the power of intent, you really can create a dream scenario that can either answer the question that you're trying to resolve or present an alternative situation to a challenge that you're experiencing. And you can also use it to come up with creative ideas. So as a writer myself, many times I'm very inspired by the stories that occur in my dreams. And so many famous inventors and musicians and movie producers and writers have used their dreams to inspire totally unique creative ideas. So yeah, the world of dream work is very, very vast in its applications and potential benefits.
Wonderful. I might try that one.
Yes.
A lot of us, like, I know when I mentioned my kids come down and they tell me about the dreams I had last night and they're like, oh, what did you have a dream about? I'm like, well, I cannot remember. Like, I don't know. Do you have any tips or techniques to help people improve their dream recall and become more connected to the dream world so that they can start to analyze their dreams and look for those messages?
Yes, definitely. So I have an online dream course on my site where the first part is all about dream recall, because when I started doing this work, I realized that a lot of people have difficulty with that, which I was not aware of because I remember multiple ones most nights. And so to me, that was a surprise. But one of the things that I've worked on for many years is a practice of, when I first wake up, not immediately getting up. So whether that involves hitting your snooze or just lying there for a moment, a few moments. And I really call that the middle world. And to me, that world between the waking and the sleeping world is a really magical world, because you get a lot of ideas in that space, and you still are sort of dreaming. So you get a lot of images and ideas. And when you're in that space, it's a great opportunity to do what I call thinking backwards. So instead of thinking forwards about, okay, what time is it? What do I have to do this morning? What do I have to do today? Think backwards about what you were just experiencing, who you might have just been talking to, what you were just concentrating on. Many times I find myself concentrating intently on something, trying to figure out something in my dream. And so it's much like when you walk into a room and you say, what did I come in here for? And you're kind of like, you lose your train of thought, but then you have to think, trace your thoughts backwards. And as you start to go backwards a little bit, then you go, oh, that's right. I was going to do that. And it's much like that. And the more you train yourself to do that, the more you can do that with your dreams. It's never sometimes it's instantaneous. You wake up, oh, I was having a dream. This was happening. But sometimes you just wake up and you go, yeah, there's nothing there. And if you are still and you just wait, and you really concentrate and you're patient, it'll come. You'll get a little hit about something. And that's when you start focusing on that thing for a few minutes. And then you will remember what happened before that and before that and before that. So it starts to reveal itself, not, reverse chronologically, if you will, but it really will start to unravel as you focus.
You mentioned that this work, like analyzing your dreams, helped you with your diagnosis when you were diagnosed with chronic illnesses. So can you share a little bit about your personal experience, how your dreams actually help you through that process?
Mm-hmm. So I started to record them. And when I started to record them, I started to realize that there was a lot of guidance in the stories, a lot of messages, if you will, different people and animals and characters showing up in different scenarios that to me really were very, very prophetic, very much telling me to explore this inner world, to dive deep into it and to embrace it. And it was also revealing a lot of my, blockages, fears, a lot of things that I was carrying with me very well holding in my body, probably, which, because that can lead to dis-ease and thereby other conditions. And so when we're not in alignment in a wellness sense, then we can create all of this dysbiosis, right? Whether it's in our cell at a cellular level or an organ level. And so the more I paid attention to those, the more I could see the things that I was struggling with, the different options that I had, the guidance that was there for me, the support that was there for me. And the more I followed it, the more I started getting that reinforcement to continue to do what I was, starting to set out to do. And it was a really magical experience because it's uncovering yourself, right? It's not like reading a book or something. It's coming from within you and it's always there. It's continually being presented every night. So I really found my dreams to be a doorway into that portal of my inner world that is there to heal.
Beautiful. It's really about cultivating that deeper connection with self and really trying to understand yourself on that subconscious level, not just, you know, the thoughts that come in and out of our mind throughout the day. And but it's really, really interesting. I'm definitely going to pay more attention to my dreams when I have them and see what I can uncover. Do you have any tips for women who are listening to this podcast and they are really thinking, wow, this sounds interesting. You know, I haven't really delved into analyzing my dreams before and what they could mean. Like how could they start this process to make it a little bit more easier for them to understand?
Yes. So on my website, if you sign up for my newsletter, you will get a free dream journal template. And it's basically a piece of paper that gives you the sections for the method so that you can start recording the different aspects of your dream. The next step I would say is that I have an online dream course, which is a self-paced short course specifically for women that'll lead you through dream recall techniques as well as the method so that you can start exercising it yourself, experimenting with the different tools and techniques of sort of learning your dream language. And then I also, of course, offer dream sessions where I walk you through that and provide oracle card guidance. And I also have dream journeys, which are series of sessions based around specific situations. So I have one that is nightmares, one that is for recurring dreams, one that I mentioned before, which is for lucid dreaming and dream manifestation. And then one that I call the crossroads, which is really helpful for people that are in transitional points in their life, whether it's with a career or relationships, or it's something in your body where you're, you know, going through something medical, or you're in menopause, or, you know, you're moving or whatever. You know, there's so many different transitions that we go through. And I also have, you know, an area on my site called the Women's Dream Collective that I've created where women can come in and share their dreams in a circle. So that is very helpful as well because it allows you to get that supportive environment with like-minded women. And so, yeah, there's a lot of options available there for everyone.
And for somebody who is having unpleasant reoccurring dreams, is there a way that they can break that dream pattern?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's by decoding what it's trying to tell you. So when you're not paying attention to it, that's when you're going to keep getting that same theme recombined into a different story over and over because your subconscious is trying to represent, rejigger it and show it to you again. Maybe you'll get it this time. And so the more that you get it and you don't get it, that you're just going to keep having that dream. So if you can decode it and start to understand it and start to integrate that wisdom, that can break that cycle.
So pay attention, ladies, decode those dreams if you don't want reoccurring nightmares.
Yes.
This has been so interesting. Do you have any parting words that you would like to share with the listeners about dreams that we haven't covered?
I would just say, listen to your dreams. Start to just be open to what is considered dream appreciation. Really just stop discarding them and thinking that they're just silly or there's something nonsensical or something to be embarrassed about, and just appreciate their role in your life first and foremost, and then just be willing to listen.
Beautiful. And where can our listeners connect with you if they want more help decoding this?
Yes, you can find me at womensdreamanalysis.com.
Beautiful. And I'll pop that in the show notes. Thank you so much for your insights into the whole world of dreams. It's really interesting. And I'm sure our listeners got a lot out of that and can't wait to go to bed tonight to see what I get. Yes.
Thank you so much, Harmony.
You're so welcome. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
If you missed the intro and jump straight to the episode, don't forget that my Ayurveda Alchemist program is open for enrollment via application. This program certifies you as an Ayurveda lifestyle and wellness coach and will help you up-level your health and wellness business. You'll gain access to the ancient wisdom of Ayurveda and graduate with a knowledge of how to incorporate this timeless wisdom and holistic framework into your business so that you can create greater impact and boldly step into the high-level practitioner you know you can be. If you are ready to up-level your life and help transform the life of others by becoming an Ayurveda alchemist, head over to harmonyinspiredhealth.com.au and apply today. Thank you so much for listening to this episode and staying right to the end. Let's take our relationship a little further and connect in the world of socials. Follow me personally on Instagram at harmony.inspired.ayurveda. My women's health clinic on Instagram is harmony_inspired_health, or join our Facebook community, the Ayurvedic Soul Sister Tribe. Reach out on any of those channels and let me know if you enjoyed the episode, what type of episodes you would like to hear more of in the future, or simply just swing by and say hi. And don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. And if you listen on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating so the wisdom shared in these episodes can be spread far and near. Thank you so much, my friends, from my soul to yours.